This is 6 feet. I'm at 1100 block high and metro, just by Walmart area. I do have an 88 person on the bus, but she's not give space for another 88 person to get by. So I'm just putting in 88 tight because it looks like she's just not going to move. Where she is, she's not going to move. So, and then the arm cannot turn around.
Okay, well, an 88 up would be if the person, if you're not able to move because the person who you would normally be packing up is having a problem with that. So are you, I guess I'm not sure what you're calling, but what, are you saying that you are waiting for the person to move so that another ADA device can get on the bus?
Exactly. That is what it's supposed to be, but the one already on the bus is not willing to move. So she's just adamant, and I said anything, she said she's not going to move. And the second ADA person cannot just get by and turn around. So that's why I'm just calling in.
Okay, so the person that is on the bus or the person that is the person that's getting on the bus or the person that's on the bus, you have an overly large ADA device which is causing you?
No, it's not any large ADA device. It's she's not just trying to bring her up very well so that the other one also get by and get onto the bus so that there will be two ADA on the bus.
Why don't you mention that you don't have four, you're probably there in 7 minutes to get on the bus?
Exactly. That is what I told him. So he's just waiting, letting you know. I just don't want to send in ADA tight. I wanted to tell you the story, what is behind that.
And that's what those buttons are for, the ADA tied up and the ADA pass up, is so there's no explanation needed. If you didn't have room on your bus and the person needs to send it, you just send an ADA pass up and then we call you and just say where you had to pick them up at. It's real simple. That way we don't get you tied up, you know, with a 5 minute conversation on trying to figure out what's going on.
Copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2138.